broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this getaway Friday night. Friday, July the 21st, 2023, 7:21:23, 12 and a half minutes past the hour. Short news and short weather, and we have got a Friday Night Live for you that nobody will want to miss here tonight. And we've got a stand-in because Carrington is in Florida, right? She went to Florida, to Disney. Is it Disneyland or Disney World in Florida? I always get those. Disney World. All right. Well, not, I haven't turned it on yet. Yeah, that. See, because I don't want to be interrupted when I make my announcement here. Yeah, okay. Next week, you got to tune into the station every day because we have got big giveaways to the Ohio State Fair entertainment shows every day next week. We have got tickets to Kids Bop. We've got tickets to Clinton Black. We have got tickets to Third Eye Blind. We've got tickets to whoever else is there next week, Jeff Dunham. So you got to listen to this station every morning between 8 and 10, and you too could possibly go to the Ohio State Fair. Your mic's coming here in a second. I got a lot of stuff to talk about here.
Yeah,
we
I
got well. Okay, well, does it? Can it wait?
Oh, no.
You've never had anything to say of importance, but here we go. Your mic is on.
So let me ask you a question.
Oh, no, I think I had something to say. Not it's not question
it's
time.
It's a question.
No, I don't need a question.
It's a question. I'm going to tell you too.
You're going to tell me a question.
You said to us just a second ago.
Go ahead.
Is she in Disney World or Disneyland? And you're like, and you didn't have a mic on.
I really didn't care, to be honest with you. I was just doing that to kill some time because I wanted to make the Ohio State... Okay, what was the question?
That was the question. I was wondering why you didn't have the mics on.
Oh, well, you didn't say that as a question. You just said you turned the mic... You didn't have the mics on when you made that statement.
That's why I said, why didn't you have our mics on when you made that statement?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank God we got that in.
There
thank God
go.
We halted everything for that. Now, she is in here, so Matt, who do we have in studio with us today?
Tonight we have Emily Landon. She joined us for an hour.
An hour?
One Friday because I overslept and didn't get her to, you know, didn't pick her up. So that's on me.
That was a little bit of a trauma.
Yeah.
I'm going to adjust your mic a little bit. Keep talking.
Alrighty. But,
we had some mic. Linda Sims yesterday had a technical difficulty, and when I came in this morning, it looked like a tornado had hit the studio. She just pulled everything out. She said, "We can't even operate anymore. Her show couldn't get on. We can't be in operation." Okay, I think we're okay now.
Alrighty.
There, I can hear you now.
Good.
So now, why was Emily? I tilt that down a little bit.
There we go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, now you're cooking.
All right.
Okay, so. Emily was only here for an hour that night because...
Because I overslept.
You overslept.
Slept the entire first hour.
Well, why should you be any different than the audience?
My mom called me and asked me where I was, and I was like, I don't have to be there until 7:30. And she was like, it's 8:15.
It's 8:15.
I was like, what?
Yeah. So, Emily, you're back, and we're so glad to have you here for the whole 2 hours. How are you?
I'm great.
You sound great. Now, see, there we've done a mic check now. That was a simple mic check. All right, 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open if you have anything to say out on your Friday night tonight. I know it's beautiful out there. The weather could not be better. It is sunny. It is not scorching hot. It's great out there tonight.
I agree.
Yeah. What do you think, Matt?
I think it's a nice night.
It's a nice night. Now, we need to go through our sound effects here really quick. We always have to do that to open up the program here. Now, has everybody learned who Barbara Walters is? Have you Googled her, Matt?
I'll Google her again.
No, but you know who she is, right?
Yeah.
The queen of broadcasting, who has since went on to her reward at 93 years old back in December, but she's the queen of broadcasting. Emily, do you know who she is?
I think so.
All right, so we're gonna go to Barbara here in just a second. All right, hold the line, caller, because we got to check in with Barbara Walters, and then we'll be going to the phones. We've already got a call on the line. Get ready. Take
for
it, Barbara.
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters, and you're listening to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara. You Downs made millions of dollars just doing what I did for many, many years. Go ahead, caller.
Can you hear me? These dogs are barking.
Yeah, I hear the dogs barking, and I can hear you.
That's louder than my mouth. I'll make this brief, but I was just wondering, did you see where they're painting that spider web glass window thingy over top of the old opera house?
No, and I was in the opera house. Sean and I were in the opera house yesterday.
I know, that's what made me think of you today. I sat there for the better part of my afternoon watching them paint that.
Oh, no, I did not read it. Well, that's great. I'm glad they're doing work over there. I can't
wait. They're sprucing the place up. Well, I got to go. I'm dog sitting. Have a good show.
Keep listening. Thanks, Sarah. Bye-bye. All right. Well, our friend Sarah, who drives the transit bus here in Marion, has us on every morning. So if you ride the transit bus here in Marion, you're going to be hearing me every morning. What more reason do you need to ride the transit bus than that? That you get to hear me as you drive through Marion. Do you like the idea that the old Grand Opera House is going to be renovated and opened back up again?
Yeah, I mean,
I can tell the excitement in your voice is heavy.
I mean, I've never been to an opera, but I mean, it's better than just having to sit there.
Now I don't think they're going to have operas there. I wouldn't expect that. But
no,
it's
it'll
be shows. Show. I'm going to do my one person show there.
So it's going to be like the Palace.
Well, it's a lot smaller than the Palace, but I'm going to take my cabaret show there and do it on Thursday nights or something. Yeah, I think it'll be nice. It's a little singing, a little dancing, a little storytelling. It'll be fun. What do you think, Sean? We were in there yesterday. You about fell down.
I did. I about fell down because of the...
sawdust on the floor.
Yeah. I about slipped on the sawdust. That would not be good.
Well, you wore sandals to a construction site.
Well, I didn't.
I wouldn't have done that.
Well, we wasn't sure if we was going to going there or not, so that's why I didn't.
Well, but it about fell, but that's the reason. I don't want to make out that you were clumsy. It was just the foot apparel you had on.
I feel like you always have to be prepared for something like that.
You have to be prepared for things like that.
I think so. I wasn't prepared.
You weren't prepared. Prepare yourself a little better. Now, Emily, you're in the theatrics. What do you think of the Grand Opera House reopening?
I think it's great.
Do you have a little show that you'd like to do there?
No, probably not.
No? Do you want to be in the theatrics now that school's over?
Not really.
Really? So you're all done with singing and dancing and... Yeah. Whatever that thing is people do with their hands.
Jazz hands?
Jazz hands. Yeah. There you go.
Spirit fingers.
Spirit. What's a spirit finger?
I don't know. I just saw there's a movie. I watched it. It was a spirit.
What is a spirit finger?
I don't know what a spirit finger is.
We don't know what a spirit... Do you know what a spirit finger is?
I have no clue.
Is that like when somebody on the color guard gives you the finger? Is that a spirit finger? Is that what that is? Oh, man.
You have to Google it.
Yeah, I'll do that during the break. All right, well, I think we need a little music here tonight. Take it away, George.
PS-117.
Here we go. Give it to us.
Cheer, cheer for 117. Our school is always supreme. Loyal sons of liberty, marching along to victory. Our standards are ever high. We will always reach towards the sky. We will always stand right by good old 117.
Beautiful. Beautiful, George. You know, I feel that somebody should take the time to transcribe that down to a piece of paper, and I think everybody on Friday night should have a copy of that, and we should end the show singing that every week. I think that would be a real barn burner.
You think so?
I don't sing.
Well, it's not really a sing song. It's more of a chant.
Oh, is that right?
Wouldn't you say it's more of a chant?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fight song. You can do spirit fingers during it if you want.
I just watched a movie with it. That's what they called them one time.
You know what I say about spirit fingers?
You're out.
You're out.
Yeah!
There you go. That's startling when you hear it the first time.
Yeah!
I like it, though. Larry Barnett, professional umpire. All right, well, I think we got all the sound effects. Oh, no, we got one more sound effect. Now, Emily, you might like this, having been in the theatrics once in your life. We'll see if we got it all queued up over here. Oh, we've got to check the drum roll, because we do have a top 10 list tonight. One of our legendary top 10 lists. We had a good top 10 list today. Let's see if we got the drum roll. Oh, it's there. And it sounds much better. We have a new drum roll tonight that is continuous. So the drum roll sounds good. All right, now, are you ready for the top? We had a top 10 list today. What was the top 10 list today? Oh, the reason we weren't going to use AI. Why WWGH would not use AI. It was kind of funny. Pastor Craig liked it.
Interesting.
There were some interesting things on there. Now, tonight we'll have a whole new top 10 list. And let's get this in. Now, again, for people who haven't don't understand why we're playing this, because I want to give credit where credit is due. Years ago, Adam had a show on this station called Mid-Morning Coffee Break. And I was driving one day listening to this show, and this song came on, which is a Folgers commercial. You know, coffee? And I just, it was so odd that I swerved and about hit a tree. And it was about the end of me. So every time I hear this song, I think of near-death experiences, thanks to Adam. So this started with Adam's show. It's a group called Rockapella doing the Folgers commercial. Do you know Rockapella?
No.
Oh, get ready. This will change your life. Do you like coffee?
Yeah, sometimes.
You might not after this song.
All right.
Here we go. Folgers Rockapella.
Every day I wake up, pour myself a cup of that rich Folgers aroma. The best part of waking up, it's the doo-wop, doo-wop in all I do. The mountain goat aroma always coming through.
Always coming through.
Oh, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Now I'm right in harmony with that doo-wop, doo-wop diddy. Whoa, one more cup and it's a hoo-wop, shoo-wop for me.
I've said it once, I've said it before, those people are too happy about coffee. They're just too happy about coffee. Now, Sean, now that you've heard that again, what's your take on the Rockapella Folgers commercial?
I like the smell of coffee, but I don't like the taste of coffee. But I think the song is pretty interesting.
You danced a little bit there during the break. Yeah, okay.
It has a good beat to it.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay. Matt?
It's very upbeat.
It is very upbeat. That's why I like to go to it every so often. When I feel there's a wall in the show, we throw that in there. Emily, what do you think? First time you've heard it.
It's a little groovy.
Do you ever do... I guess that's a cappella, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you ever done that?
No.
You never done rocka... What's it? Shoebop? Doobop? Wop-bop? I don't know. Apparently that's how you do a cappella, but we'll check in with that every so often. See, there it is again. Just sit back and enjoy. If you're at home on Friday, this will calm those dogs down. Just, the dogs are calm now at home. This is like what you play for a baby when it's screaming all the time. Oh, that's just fascinating. How many of those guys do you think have wives? I bet very few. If it's 50%, I'm shocked. It almost makes you want to join one of those Starbucks cults. You know, barista and grande and what's the other word they use there? Vente. We don't vente anything in this country. We aren't a vente country, are we? You think we vente, Sean?
I don't think so.
No, barista. You serve coffee. You're not a barista. You're a coffee server. You know, that's all there is to that. True or false, Emily?
You know, I don't know.
You're not sure if those people are serving coffee.
I mean, they're not serving coffee all the time.
What do they do at Starbucks? I don't go in there enough to know. I'm not like a groupie.
Well, they have like refreshers, you know, lemonades. It's not just
See, there's
coffee.
Another Starbucks word, refresher. At other places, we would just say lemonade. But at Starbucks,
but it's
a refresher.
It's not all refreshers have lemonade, though.
I like their hot chocolate.
Their hot chocolate's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, what's a refresher, then? I guess I'm confused, then.
It's basically just fruit water.
Fruit
that,
water?
That's how I describe it. It's fruit water.
What do you want that for?
Some people like it.
Give me a cup of fruit water. Nothing like that. And I bet at Starbucks they charge you $4 for that.
Yeah.
At least. My goodness. 740-383-9944 if you'd like to weigh in on the conversation. We're always happy to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. All right. Topic number one tonight on the big rundown here. We'll do this one quick because I think we talked about it earlier. Now, I saw a post this week on Facebook from a parent of a child. And their child was involved in a sporting event. And on day one of the sporting event, they posted how their child was going to finish number one or number two or number three, something like that. Well, the child ended up not doing that. So is that bad for the kid, high expectation, on Facebook, on social media, and then not to fulfill that expectation because then you have to go back and kind of write a post, well, they did the best they could, but they didn't do what they ended up doing. What do you think, Sean?
I mean, I think all parents want their child to be number one, but, you know, sometimes it's just, it's not meant to be, you know, and...
But should you put that on Facebook before you know what's going to happen in the tournament? Do you think that hurts the child?
I think it hurts the child. I think it does.
I think you're right. What do you think?
I think it puts extra pressure on them.
Yeah, and they're never going to admit that because you're their mom or your dad, but I think people should reevaluate that. What do you think, Emily?
Yeah, I agree. Like, every parent wants their child to be the best, but, like, posting that before, I don't know.
Like, if your parents would have posted that. See, we were before the days of posting. You know, our parents had to call people.
They had to get the camera, and then they had to get to the store and develop it.
Yeah,
and
by that time, the tournament was over.
Yeah.
It didn't matter what happened. But you're in this technology age because we have 19 and 19, right?
18.
19 and 18 here. So, if your parents would do that, would it put pressure on you?
I think so.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah.
So what do you do if your parent does that? Do you go and say, listen, don't show that to everybody. You can tell me in private that you hope that I do well, but don't do it in public.
I don't know. I just feel like I myself personally don't like being posted all the time, but I know my mom doesn't. I don't really mind that, but it's like almost embarrassing in a way.
Well, but your parents have to brag on you.
Yeah.
You're their child. I think bragging after the fact is okay.
Yeah.
Like saying what a great job my child did. But I just think before, you're creating an expectation on that child. You're putting pressure on them.
Absolutely.
You could cause a problem later on in their life. Now, along those same lines, let's say your child gets hurt by somebody else in the tournament. Should you go to social media as a parent and attack the kid that hurt them?
No.
But they do.
They do.
See, I think that's bad.
We talked about this on the morning show.
Yeah.
I think that...
I'm giving you some time to think about it.
Yeah, I completely almost forgot about that. But I think that... what do you mean by hurt, by the way?
Just like, you know, broke the rules in the tournament. Maybe gave him a bloody eye or something. Bump on the head. I really don't know. I wasn't there, but I saw the post where the parent attacked the other kid, which to me is unthinkable to attack. I couldn't attack a kid on Facebook for anything.
I feel like it just creates a toxic environment.
Yeah.
But shouldn't a parent know better? These kids are like high school and college age. Shouldn't the parent take the high road here?
Well, here's the problem. These parents are not. These parents are acting like kids, and the kids are acting like
adults. I agree with that.
And that's the problem.
Yes. Well, we agree on this.
Yes.
Yes. Well, there you go. First time for everything. It happens every so often.
It does.
Just like Haley's Comet.
That's right.
But no, I think it's, why would you do that? Why would you attack a child? Now, you can go down and talk to their parents at the event. You can go down and even talk to that child and say, listen, you know, I didn't appreciate you did that to my kid. But to go to social media, I mean, that's petty. That's like bullying.
Yeah, it's like cyberbullying.
Cyberbullying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, anything with cyber in front of it's bad.
No.
No?
No.
What was good?
Cybersecurity.
Oh, well, there might be one. But most things with cyber in front of them are bad.
I mean, probably.
Does anybody have an opinion on this? Should you take to the internet to put high expectations on your child before the event happens, or should you attack another child if they do something to your child? Now listen, I understand that you probably want to protect your child. I get that, but not on the internet like that. That's childish. 740-383-9944. What do you think? I think somebody should have an opinion on that. 30 minutes past the hour here, WGH radio time. At this age, I could not attack a child, period. It just wouldn't happen.
I think targeting a kid on social media is not very smart.
Well, I think it's also a little cowardly. I knew we'd have an opinion on this one. This is a hot topic for sure. Go ahead, caller. Oh, wait a second. Oh, jeez, wait a second. There you go. Go ahead.
I got shoved once at a wrestling match.
Really? Like, you were by a wrestler or just like somebody, a thug?
His mother.
A wrestler's mother?
We were at Highland High School, so
Nobody said. Set the scene here. Was your son wrestling?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So this was parents.
So much trouble that I told you about.
Right. Right.
He used to be a good kid, and he was a very good wrestler. And so the boy that he was wrestling, they were in the 175-pound weight class. You know, like when you wrestle, not only do you earn points for your team, but you also have a personal record.
Yes.
Okay, so he was 15-0, and Damian was on deck. He was giving him a run for his money, and it looked like it could be anybody's title. And I was there with my boyfriend at the time, and he's like, he's trying to break Damian's arm. He's, look. And I got mad, and I might have said, no, break his arm. And his mother heard that, and she came over, and... I don't know if she heard it or it got back to her, but for whatever reason, some of those events are monitored by the police. Like, you can't even get anywhere near the map. But some of them good old-fashioned country high schools, like Highland, you can get right on down close to the mat. And that's where I went. And his mother came up to me. She was like a little itty-bitty thing. I thought she was like an official from the school. Okay, here go the dogs again. I don't know if I'm going to get this story out or not.
Just keep going. Keep going.
Well, I didn't know if she was, like, an official from the school or who she was, but she comes up, like, as she's approaching me, because she looks like she's, like, mad and, like, walking, like, all stiff-necked and stiff-legged, you know, and she walks right to me. Well, I realized she weren't no official when she, like, chest-checked me. I'm like, what the heck? So I'll set my purse down and get ready to go to work, and my son's best friend, Chucky, was like, no, Mom, no. He said, Damian's about to whoop this dude, and if you hit her, he won't get his trophy. I was like, it took everything I had, but I collected myself, got myself together, removed myself from the gymnasium, and then my son went on to whoop that boy and gave him his first loss of the season, and I still have the gold medal to prove it.
Now, here's my question to you, though. So should you put expectations on social media, and should you post that?
I never got on social media back then.
Okay.
I didn't do it.
And should you go after that other child, even though he was trying to break your child's arm, on social media?
Let me tell you what ended up happening. I chose to be the bigger person, and when you're my size, that's not hard to do. But I chose to physically remove myself from the situation. Damian went ahead and went on and beat that other young man. And do you know that that young man that he beat, shook my son's hand and said, you're the toughest kid I've ever wrestled in my life.
And now see, there you go.
And I thought, how is that for sportsmanship?
So you take, now did you feel better about his mother? Did you go up to her and say, you're the toughest chest checker I've ever had in my life?
It was just a mess.
But emotions go high when it involves your kids, I think, is the moral here, right?
Well, especially with wrestling, because you don't play wrestling. You might play soccer, you might play football. Honey, you ain't playing wrestling.
It's a thug sport.
There ain't teammates with which you can hide behind either.
Oh, there you go. You're right. It's an individual sport. Well, that's an interesting story. Thanks.
You wrestled in high school, didn't you?
I wrestled in high school?
Did you?
Oh, God, no.
I'll say, well, I thought I had heard that somewhere. I thought, you should know. Did you do any sports in high school?
Is that the word in the street that I wrestled in high school? No. I never wrestled in high school. I never did any. I played baseball.
Baseball.
What is that?
Oh, nothing.
I'm going to have Sean come over and chest check you.
These dogs are about to fight. I got to go referee something myself, but I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Word on the street is I used to wrestle in high school. No. That's getting too close to people. I like a good sport where there's some distance. Pitcher's mound, me up on the thing. That's where I want to be. What do we learn from that story, Matt?
We learned that if a kid is going to break your kid's arm, that...
Just check him.
Just check
go right out on the mat. Lay down. Throw down. What do you think, Sean?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
What would you do?
Would
you become a redneck and go out on the mat like that?
No, I would leave it up to the officials.
What do you think, Emily?
I'd walk away.
Wouldn't that embarrass you as a child if your parent was out there throwing down with another parent?
Yeah.
Even if it was in your honor?
Yeah.
I just think that's a bad idea. 740-383-9944. It's like when you have a relationship and you're in a bar and somebody says something nasty to the girl and the guy tries to defend her honor and then ends up getting his jaw broken. Nobody wants that. That's not a good thing. Just let it go. It's not going to hurt. Leave. Go to Denny's. don't stay there. You don't have to defend anybody's honor because you don't know what that person can do, and they might be able to take you apart and put you back together the wrong way.
Yeah, just like Legos.
Just like Legos. That's exactly right. They'll put you together like a Lego. So there we go. I guess the point is, stop. You don't have to be. What do they call that? Mothers call that something. Mama bear, mama lion, something like that. What, a soccer mom. Isn't that what they call it? Wasn't there a whole show about that, soccer moms?
Soccer moms are the moms that come to games prepared with snacks and things and are there
for children. Oh, why be for that?
Hurt, you know?
But what do they call those moms who are, like, vicious about their children?
Mom bear, I think?
Mama bear. Yeah, see, you don't need that, do you?
I don't know. I think it'd be pretty funny to watch my mom get into a fight.
You don't want to see your mom fighting anybody on your behalf.
I think it'd be pretty funny.
Oh, your mom? Is your mom pretty redneck or? No.
I don't know.
You don't know? I think you better answer that, or you're gonna be like that.
Maybe a little bit.
A little red. I don't know. I just think you should steer clear of those situations. I think you just got to let the kid do what they do. If you put them in the sport, you got to. It's going to happen. They could get hurt. It's just the way it is. Sorry. You know, if you don't want them to get hurt, stay out of the sport.
Right.
If you don't want the heat, get out of the kitchen.
When I was younger, back in the days, the sports was different than when I was in school. Now they.
What sports were you in?
Huh? I played football and stuff like that.
Okay.
And basketball and backyard football and.
What were you, the tackling dummy?
No, I was on the line. Yeah, I was a lineman. Yeah.
You probably were the line.
I was.
So go ahead.
But you know, I'm just saying. I think when I was in sports, it's a lot different back then when I was. Now they're kind of a little different.
There's a whole generation now of parent that is a little more amped up than our parents were. My mom could have cared less. I don't even think my mom came to things. Yeah. She was busy.
If you would have got hit by a baseball, your mom wouldn't have cared.
No, not at all. She wouldn't have even said anything.
No, she would have said, well, you should have watched out.
Right, that's what they used to say. They put it on you.
Yeah.
They'd say, why'd you do that? You know, pay better attention, you know? But now the parents, they, like, wipe their kids' noses all day long. It's a little different. It's very strange.
Yeah.
And, like, my grandparents, whoo, you didn't want to get anywhere near. They beat you up.
Yeah, exactly.
You did anything wrong. You know, but parents are very, what do they call those? Hover parents, I think is what they call them.
Controlling.
Well, it's too bad that it's come to that. I don't know what changed.
I don't know either. And it's getting worse, I think. It really is.
What do you think about that? Because you're the young people.
I think it has to do with the availability of technology now. Like, my mom used to have us have an app that she could just know where we were at all times because it tracked our phones. And then I just deleted it, and she didn't realize for like 6 months.
You know, I played soccer for a while, and I don't think my mom came to the games. I don't think she did, so there you go. She certainly wasn't bringing treats. I don't know anything about that. I don't think she was at the games.
Our girls take care of where we were.
No! That was really just time to get you away from them so they could go do what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
Because back then, people weren't on their phones. We didn't have phones in those days.
No, we didn't.
Phones had cords. And you had you could only go away from the phone cord. As long as the phone cord went, that's as far as you could get away from somebody.
Do you guys know what a VCR is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good to hear. We got one right over here. So this is like a retro. It's like a museum here at the studio. What do you think, Emily?
Well, my mom isn't very like protective. I guess she doesn't care where I go. She just wants to know like who I'm with, and she doesn't really bother me when I'm out.
I know both of your moms, and they don't seem to me like hover parents.
No, they're not.
I don't think so. So that's good. But some people's are.
Yes.
Some people are very...
But see, here's the difference between our generation and their generation. Our generation, we didn't have all this you know, you can't. We used to play hide and seek until like 1 o'clock in the morning. Now they don't want kids out there because there's so much stuff that goes on in the world.
Well, I think it's technology now. I mean, technology's changed that.
We used to go outside and play hide and go seek all throughout the night.
But look at the statistics though.
Or play sardines.
People your age, parents worry about you more though than they did us.
I mean, I don't know.
It's a different world.
Like when I was growing up, like when I was very little, my mom and dad, the only role they had when we were outside playing was you got to be back in when the street lights come on.
Well, see, it's best to play hide and go seek when the street lights are out.
Yeah.
That's when you can really hide.
we were very little. Like, let's see, I'm probably about 6 or 7.
Well, it's interesting. So I guess what we've learned is don't be a hover parent. Just let your kids take it on the chin. And
I think being a hover parent makes your child more likely to do sneaky stuff.
You know, it's a funny thing. I think that's right. And I really, one of the reasons I never became a parent, because I had options, was that, yeah, there were options. I really felt that I would be a compulsive parent. I really thought that. I thought that if the child was there, it would have to be the whole thing. My life would revolve around the child's life, and I'd be like a hover parent. And I didn't want to do that. So I had other interests at the time. That's really one of the reasons I didn't have kids. Why didn't you have kids? No options?
No, a little bit of both.
Yeah, no ticket, no amusement park. It really doesn't matter. But no, honest to goodness, that's what I always tell people. The reason I didn't have kids, and I think some people do regret that as they get older, was I really felt I'd be a compulsive parent. I did not think I'd be... I don't know that that's good or bad, but I just thought that would be it. Everything else would come behind. I would not be here doing this.
When I was younger, I knew I didn't want any kids.
Well, yeah, I knew it because I thought I would be compulsive. But what was your reasoning for not wanting to?
I just didn't want them.
But there has to be some reason.
I think it's because, well, one thing is too expensive.
And I never thought about that. I just thought, because I don't even know. I mean, you got to have somebody else in the picture when you're having a child. So you don't even know. I just knew that I'd be a compulsive parent. So it didn't matter who it was with, when it was. I just thought it wouldn't be good.
I just didn't think I want to be a parent.
No, that's good. Yeah. To be self-aware.
Yeah.
You don't want any kids, Matt.
No.
But this is not because of anything going on around here.
No.
This was prior.
Yes.
Okay. Why is that?
Lots of responsibility. I don't want to have to worry about, just like, honestly. And they're leeches. They're just
leeches.
They take my money, and that's about it.
Yes,
that's
we'll save this tape and play it for you kids. They're leeches. Emily, what do you think?
I agree with you, Matt.
I don't really have an opinion right now. I just want to live my life.
Well, of course, at this age, you don't want to be having kids.
Yeah.
But at some point in your life, do you think you'd want kids?
Probably.
Okay.
One or two.
Okay, that's a good size. Nothing wrong with that. See, and I think that's a little different, but than what we feel. But it's okay. Everybody, you know, everybody's got to do their own thing. Now we have to do a relationship topic as we do every Friday night, and I like this one because it involves Kim Kardashian, and we all know she has no talent. And she did really. I mean, what talent does Kim Kardashian have? Did she ever have a talent?
No.
She can make dough.
All I know is
does she sing?
She makes the bread. She makes the bank. She makes the money. The moolah.
I mean, she made the TV show?
Yeah, the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Living with Kardashians.
You watch that?
No.
See, I couldn't even. If I saw it, my eyes would fall out of my head.
I don't even keep up with shows in general, so.
Well, here's the story that's going to bring us. It's an interesting question. Kim Kardashian said that after her divorce from Kanye West, that she regrets her rebound relationship with Pete Davidson. Who's on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
But apparently they had a relationship, but it was she was just on the rebound from her husband. They'd only been apart like 2 months, the divorce, and so Pete Davidson was a rebound, but now that she looks back at it, she regrets that she did that. I think that's interesting. What do you think about the rebound relationship?
Some people just don't want to be alone, and I think it's part of the problem. And if you're not a loner, then...
Yeah, but I guess this is more of, should you go, if something ends that's long-term, a marriage, a relationship, so on and so forth, I don't know how long Kim Kardashian and Kanye West were married, but I think they had some kids.
Yeah.
When that ends, you probably need to wait a little bit of time before you go into the next thing.
Yeah, what do they call that relationship we talked about
last? Rebound.
No, the other, last week we talked about, so, what's her name, brought it up. The other...
Carrington?
Carrington, yeah, thank you. I almost called her, man called her.
Madeline? McKenzie.
McKenzie, yeah. Remember the relationship thing she brought up? You said you knew about it?
Oh, a love bomb.
Yeah, love bomb.
Love bomb.
It could be that.
Could be. I like that term. I love love bomb. I've heard that now from three different people. Don't you think that's a great term? Love bomb.
Yeah.
What do you think, Matt? Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, now Kim Kardashian regrets that.
I'm pretty sure everybody who's ever been in a relationship with Pete Davidson went to Reddit.
No, so. But do you think that's a Pete Davidson thing, or do you think it's that she was just on the rebound?
I don't know.
Because it's not like Kim Kardashian ain't been with a few guys.
She's been around the block.
She's been around the block.
I mean, I know that he's dated, like, Pete Davidson has dated a lot. Like, he dated Ariana Grande.
Who?
Who?
Pete Davidson.
Who's Ariana Grande?
She's a singer.
What does she sing?
You ever seen the show iCarly or Sam and Cat on, like, Disney Channel?
I don't think my TV gets that channel. What is that? Who's Ariana Grande?
She makes music now, but she used to be an actor for Disney.
Oh, okay. So this... So are rebound relationships good or not? I don't know how we got to there from iCarly. I'm so confused.
Oh, no. I was just saying that, like, everybody who's dated Pete Davidson regrets it.
Well, then we can get to that in just a second, but... Is a rebound relationship a bad thing? So yes. Says Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
How long do you need to wait?
I don't know. Until you decide that you're good, I guess.
Well, I mean, what would you say is a good amount of time?
I don't think there's, like, a set time limit.
Well, I do. I mean, like, I'd say...
5 years?
5 years?
5 years.
No. 6 months? Like, 6 months? Like, I'd say 6 months.
I was thinking, like, 3 months.
3 months? 3 months? Okay, well, maybe. I don't know. What do you think, Emily?
I definitely think it was, like, an impulsive decision. Because, like, normally when people have rebounds, they don't stay with them for very long. It's a very short-term relationship. Rebounds never really work.
Absolutely.
I think that... Now, okay, so is it always... If you're in a long-term thing and you go into another thing, is that always a rebound? By the way, 75% of rebounds do not work.
I
think that's interesting.
I feel like it
there's always a statistic. Somebody's always done a study.
Oh, hey, man.
I feel like it depends.
More than marriage.
What's that?
I feel like it depends. Like, how the...
Oh, it's not even marriage. 15% get married. It's even smaller than that.
No. I said, it's only 25% more than marriage.
Oh, that's right. You're right. So what were we saying here?
I feel like it depends on how the long-term relationship ended. Or, like, how it was going. Because if it wasn't a good relationship in the first place, I don't think the rebound would be too bad.
What's an amount of time that you have to wait?
I'd give it... Honestly, it depends on the person, but at least, like, a few months.
I say 6 months. It's got to be 6 months. Because then you don't really know if you're doing it just because you're lonely or you're sad. Because you are sad a lot of times when something ends. So that's you're filling a hole, and I think that's what she did here. But there is an interesting question. What the heck is it with Pete Davidson and all these women? What in the world is he doing?
Not a clue.
He's a Saturday Night Live punk. I mean, he's not even, you know.
He's a stand-up comedian.
He gets the women, that's for sure.
He does get the women, and I don't know what it is about him. He's always dyeing his hair different colors, and he dresses like a hobo.
Funny, I guess.
Huh?
I said they just think he's funny, I guess.
You think he's funny at home?
Oh, absolutely.
He's not funny at home.
I love Pete Davidson.
He doesn't have writers at home. When you don't have writers at home, you're not that funny.
He's not an actor.
What is he?
He's a stand-up comedian.
He's been in a few, like, movies and shows.
What does he do on Saturday Night Live? I can't stay up that late anymore.
I didn't know he was on Saturday Night Live.
That's where he started, Saturday Night Live.
I've never watched Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live's been on for 50 years.
Yeah,
I've been around for 19 and I ain't watched a single
one. It's still hot.
I used to watch it all the time.
There we go. Did you like Saturday? Did you ever see Pete Davidson on there?
No.
Well, it was probably before.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. So I guess the point is no rebounds.
Yes.
Yeah. So what are you supposed to do with that time? Take up knitting or something?
I don't know. Fix yourself.
Fix yourself.
Yeah.
People never take the time to fix themselves, do they, Sean?
No, they don't.
Absolutely not. And that is the problem.
I feel like if you don't fix yourself beforehand, it's just not going to get any better from there. Like, if you get into another relationship, it's not going to be good.
Yeah, and you have to take some accountability that you probably ruined the relationship to begin with. That it wasn't you, it wasn't the other person, it was you.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
Sometimes that happens.
Gotta be happy for yourself before you're happy for someone else.
Ah, those are words to live by. You have to be happy. You've got to, you cannot depend on somebody else for your happiness. If you weren't happy before that person came along, you got a problem.
Yep.
Because you got to be happy by yourself. And Pete Davidson apparently makes people happy temporarily, but then it all just goes right down the drain. So why do you think he's like a Kleenex?
No clue.
The women use him for a minute, but they don't want to keep him forever.
I think maybe... I don't
Pete
know.
Davidson's like a Kleenex. I like that. That's the quote of the night. Go ahead, caller. Oh, wait. Go ahead.
Matt, Emily, this is Pastor Craig.
Pastor, how you doing?
How you doing, Craig?
I'm doing fine. I felt like I should weigh in on something here.
Do you love the Pete Davidson, Kim Kardashian triangle here?
Well, I have no idea who Pete Davidson is. I don't even know who the guy is.
I'll Google him.
I don't know. Was he like a sanitation worker that she picked up when she was out late one night?
Yeah, he was out in the sewer one night when she went out after the Kanye West event had ended.
Okay. Well, I mean, I was going to say something about Kanye West, but I'll keep my thoughts to myself. So, what I was going to say was on this topic of rebound relationships, and you were kind of saying, you know, how much time should pass?
I said 5 years.
I think it's not how much time should pass before you enter a relationship, but if you find somebody right away when you break up the relationship, and you find somebody right away, you need to take it slow, and you need to take time to really find out about the other person. Because I can tell you from... my experiences over the many, 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 many years, most of those rebound relationships that don't last is because it started soon after and the people went in 110%.
So is there an acceptable amount of time?
Well, I think you should take at least a year, to really get to know the person and just take it slow.
Yeah, I think you're right. Now, how long should you be alone before you go into the next thing? Because when is it not a rebound?
Well, I don't know. 'Cause, you know, some people do good being alone for long periods of time. Other people just have a need to be with somebody and can't be alone for very long at all. So I don't think there's a real hard and fast rule on that.
I mean, so how do you know, though, if it's a rebound or if it's just the next thing? Because some people probably would say, hey, listen, the next thing worked out good. I'm happy with it. How do you know if it's a rebound or not?
I'll go back to it's probably a rebound thing if you meet somebody in a month or two or three and you jump in 100% and you want to get married in a month or 2 months. But I think if you slow down, take your time to really get to know the person, then it really wouldn't classify as a rebound because you're going to take a year or two to get to know them.
I think, yeah, when you come out of a long-term relationship, don't you think you should wait before any life-changing, altering decisions, probably a couple years?
Yes. The brain says yes, and for a lot of people, the heart says no.
But, you know,
can't wait.
Yeah, and that's the problem. And you know, the heart is not what you want to follow. Now, people can be all romantic. You know, this brings up, and I'm glad I got you on the line, because it's going to lead into the next topic, which is kind of interesting, but there's a new study out of everything that says romantic comedies nowadays, romantic movies, I guess, in general, maybe it's not just romantic comedies, have ruined relationships for people because that's not really how it is. It's set an expectation that nobody can live up to all the time.
Oh, yeah, I agree 100%. We kind of touched on this morning. The way our grandparents and great-grandparents viewed marriage is not the way it is viewed or portrayed today. I mean, you know, these romantic movies, these Hallmark movies, what you read in books, what you see on social media, it's It's 100% based on your feelings and love, and that's not how our grandparents viewed marriage, and that's why our grandparents, by and large, stayed married their whole life, and these generations aren't.
I think you're right. Hey, thanks, Pastor, for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, Pastor Craig can be heard every Friday morning on this station, 11:15 a.m. to 12 p.m., and then on the Exchange Club with Matt and I every Friday from 12:15 to 1 p.m. Okay, well, the next category is up on us here for the remaining 5 minutes in hour number one, but we've got a whole other hour. We've got a top 10 list. We got all kinds of things coming up here. But do romantic comedies or romantic movies, I guess, in general, do they really ruin relationships for everybody because it's not how it is in real life?
I think so. Like, Hallmark movies, they will literally, like, meet somebody, fall in love, get married, and then end up happily ever after in, like, a whole 3 weeks.
You're right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, this is a great team I'm listening to. The guests you got there, Emily and Matt, the young one, and Sean, I really like the way you comment. I know that it's a good group because you're related to Scott. Scott, he's the spearhead there, but he could be a wonderful father. Sean, you'd be a wonderful father. Emily, you're a good sit-in. So I really praise you also. And Matt, I like the way your comments back and stuff. You're both really young, responsible, and really appreciative people. You make me, I'm 82. My wife and I have been married 62 years. And she likes to watch the TV. I like to listen to this show. And you're all doing great. Before you pass yours, I want to congratulate the whole team there. You made me laugh. I never had a smile on my face and listened to a show like this with the age differential and the good feelings and stuff and the honest remarks and stuff you made. Keep it up, you guys. And you know what, Scott? If you got a substitute, it works out fine. It's really enjoyable to hear different people and different things. You're doing a great job.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Well, I tell you what, without the listeners, there wouldn't be a show. So we certainly appreciate the people out there listening tonight. All of you out there listening. Thank you for the kind words. That's nice, Emily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. And so I guess do movies ruin it, relationships for people?
Oh, absolutely. It's fake. Totally fake. Hollywood is, well, of course, Hollywood's fake.
Wasn't that the point?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Shouldn't we know that that's not real?
Well,
although my friend Ashley Williams is in those Hallmark movies, and I'll tell you what, I'll watch her all day long.
Yeah, but she's fake. She doesn't really like you.
Huh? Oh, no, I'm telling you, when she comes on the show every Christmas, that's my Christmas gift. I don't need anything but her coming on the show every Christmas. I love this girl.
Ashley Williams, exactly,
look her up. Well, what do you think?
Yeah.
Listen, one day.
You're going to be married to her.
Oh, my.
You said you wanted to get married.
For her, I'll make an exception. All right, what do you think, Emily?
I agree. It sets so, like, such unrealistic high expectations for people. Like, it's not, it's like setting these stipulations for the relationship. It's not, I don't like it.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's very difficult because it's not reality. What do you think, Matt?
Agreed. It's not reality.
You know, all I can think about now is Ashley Williams. I'm going to take the 15 minutes and kind of relax for a second.
You better go take a cold shower.
Well, it's not that. It's not like that. It's like, when she calls in, it's just, you know, this was the girl I had a crush on when I was 20 years old, and now she comes on the show on my anniversary and calls on my birthday and calls in, and then I have to watch her Hallmark movies, which I don't know what they're about. You know, one year it was Don't Ever Marry a Man in a Christmas Sweater. I could care less, but when she's on the screen, I care.
Isn't she married?
Technicality.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to break. We're coming back with Emily, Matt, and Sean having a whole lot of fun here on Friday night. Go get some cheese dip and some salsa and come back with us.
The muse soon plays upon the soul, and go on and on. This royal throne of kings, this sceptered isle, this earth of Mars. Yes, I did Shakespeare, and I retained the dialogue.
To Emmy Award-winning star of Picket Fences, Five-ish Finkel.